Good morning, everyone. It is the 9th of August, and it is literally pouring down rain here in Pineville, Missouri, and we much need the rain, but it is really coming down. Mark is ready to read the 4th chapter of the book of Acts from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible this morning. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock here in Pineville. I hope you all are having a good Tuesday this morning. And Mark and I will be doing our Bible study later on this afternoon. And so we'll be also posting that on social media. Good morning, Mark.
They spake unto the people, the priests, the captains, the people, and the Sadducees came upon them. Green grieved they taught the people and priests of Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them and put them to hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. It came to pass in the morrow that the rulers, the elders, and scribes, and the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, Alexander, and as many as were the kin of the high priest were gathered together to Jerusalem. When they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, by what name have ye done this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, we this day be examined the good deed done of the potent man. But what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and all the people of Israel by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you crucified him, God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived they were unlearned, ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. And behold, the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let it straightly threaten that they speak their discourse to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or to teach the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than to God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish him because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. The man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests, the elders, had said to them. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God, one accord, and said, "Lord, thou art God, which had made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for the truth against thy holy Son, child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed. Both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentile and the people of Israel were gathered together. For whatsoever they have in the hand of counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grantings unto thy servants with all boldness, that thou speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that thy signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart, of one soul, and there said any of them that ought for the things which he possessed was his own, but had all things common. great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according to his hand need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was named Barnabas, which was being interpreted in the son and consolation of Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land and sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
It's becoming very similar in this country today, where men are forbidden to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus. And many other countries, people have been persecuted for their faith as well. May the Lord be with you today, is my prayer. God bless.